Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
And TGIF, thank God I'm free. Thank God I'm free. That's what today stands for. Oh, it's Friday. It's not just Friday. For all the superstitious freakazoids out there, it's Friday the 13th. Oh, you know what that means, right? Go walk under a ladder, find a black cat, and whatever else you freaks talk about that are all superstitious. Don't go out on Friday the 13th. Let me tell you something. I find it ironic. By the way, it's Sam Crowley, host of the longest-running motivational podcast on iTunes, 10 years in running. It's great to have you on the show. I'm off and running, though, so you got to fasten a seatbelt. Just fasten a seatbelt. We're going to talk about the weight loss program. Got an email from Matt this morning, so I'm going to talk about that. You're going to find it intriguing, I promise you that much. All right, some things I've been doing lately. You might be scratching your head. I'll get into that in just a second. Friday the 13th, my daughter says, Dad, it's Friday the 13th. What do you think about that as we're getting ready to go to school this morning? I said, you know what, honey? I think anybody that believes in that crap is an absolute loser. That's what I think. How about you? How's your bagel, by the way? Everything okay? And that's really how I feel. More people will believe in that, but they won't believe in faith.
I don't believe in God. I don't believe in faith. Oh, I think it's the universe that vibrates when I sit Indian style in the middle of a pasture and wish for a bicycle. That's how everything comes to me. I manifest my thoughts, which turn into money.
Alrighty then. Okay, grab the remote, get the bag of Cheetos, hang out on the couch and watch Oprah reruns, because that's how you become successful. Right. Enough of that, man. That's just negative energy flowing through on the motivational podcast. We don't need that. So, Matt, get Matt's email up right here. I want to appreciate, guys, look, you want me to talk about something, you know what to do, right? Hit me up on Twitter at Sam Crowley, or just shoot me an email, sam@everydaysaturday.com. I'll mention you on the show and your comment here. Matt says, hey, Sam, you've got to talk about your new workout plan. I'm right there with you, day 43 and still going strong on the new year body. I'm intrigued by the alternating plan you described for your UAF loss and muscle building. Keep fighting the good fight, Matt. Hey, Matt, you keep fighting the good fight, man. That's awesome. Congratulations. Matt did not quit on National Quitters Day on January 15th when all the New Year's resolutions got flushed down the old sewer pipe. Matt, let me tell you what I'm talking about, and this is for you as well, listening. All right, January 4th, Thomas Tadlock and I began on the Every Day is Saturday Body, a product that we'll be rolling out in the summer of 2015. In order to get Hugh Jackman Wolverine status, though, I had to follow Thomas's instructions to the T. Now, I have been doing that most of the time, but I finally took the big leap. Because Thomas called me out. Actually, his wife called me out, called me a big baby because I didn't want to eat all this spinach. A lot of greens in the diet that I'm doing, all right? And it's easier now. And so, look, you get called out by a baby, come and calls you a baby, you do one of two things, man. You curl up into the fetal position like a baby, or you rise above it. And that's what I chose to do. So thank you so much, Mrs. Tadlock, for calling me a baby. I really, really appreciate that. Went right over to Costco, bought the Vitamix blender for about $400, whatever that thing is. This thing literally could grind your car up in about 3 seconds, and you could drink it if you so choose. I am now I'm like Sammy Smoothie, okay? Spinach, kale, everything goes in. Just throw it in there, pack it in, almond milk, water, grind it up, drink it, and I feel amazing. Let me tell you something. The diet part is all of this, man. It is all of it because, like I said, I haven't had a beer, wings, pizza, nothing since last year. Last year being defined as 2 months ago. But I feel amazing, man. Now that I'm on the smoothie kick with Vitamix, I'm on day three of this, like drinking all these incredibly great spinach and almond milk. And Thomas has all these great recipes. We'll be rolling out with the Everyday Saturday Body as well. It's just, it's wild, man. I'm ripped. I'm getting even more ripped. I was down to 194 yesterday. So I go up and down. When I started, I was 198. And so on my muscle build days, let me take you through generally how this program works, okay? There's days when you want to build muscle. And in order to build muscle, you got to put on the fat, okay? So on muscle build days, I eat to uncomfortable fullness, all right? Now, whatever that is. Now, gradually, I've changed my diet. But prior, you know, 6 weeks ago, it was a, I don't know, it was turkey, ham, sandwiches. I buy this Ezekiel bread now, organic bread, frozen in the at Kroger. I am a human avocado. I mean, I eat like five a day, by the way, as well. But on a muscle build day, like for example, before I worked out, I had four peanut butter sandwiches, organic peanut butter. It's this Santa Cruz peanut butter you get in the organic section. I had four peanut butter sandwiches on Ezekiel bread with like a gallon of almond milk. And then I sat down. I literally feel like somebody poured me in the chair. Other days, I'll have a protein shake. Or if I work out in the afternoon, which I typically do, I work out between 1 and 3 because all the corporate slaves are at work. And you could literally shoot a cannon through the gym and you won't hit anybody. You get any machine, any treadmill, anything you want. You know, if you want to go dancing in the workout room, you can do that too. Whatever you want to do, man. So workout days, muscle build days, we call those up days. So I had all those peanut butter sandwiches, for example, or I'll eat a whole bunch of chicken, ham, turkey, whatever I get my hands on. Doesn't matter the carbs. You know, I try not to have too much carbs, like gross amount of carbs. Like I wouldn't eat like a pound of rice. But I'll eat rice. I mean, whatever I can get my hands on muscle build days, I pack on the fat. So there's some days, like when I started at 198 and I had an up day, you know, last month for muscle build, I would weigh the next morning, I'd weigh 202, 203. All right, so I'd put on about 4 or 5 pounds on muscle build days. And then I would have a fat loss day. So I'm zigzagging, all right, so follow along with me. So I have the muscle build up days, eat to uncomfortable fullness. Now, here's the thing. When you're eating to uncomfortable fullness, you got to have the greens, the spinach, the kale, the green beans, anything green. You got to have that because you don't want to just go cold turkey and change your diet and your body now. You're now missing and craving and think about everything. I still kept eating. You know, I gradually change a little bit, but I still eat like I did 2 months ago. I just don't have the crap, a lot of the crap. I don't ever eat cheese or anything like that. So on muscle build days, I go way up. I eat like a maniac, work out like a freak. I'm talking about, and then I go do chest, shoulders, back, whatever, you know, right? My exercise. And I'll talk about that in the next podcast because I don't want to take this whole one. I want to just talk about the concept. And then I'm going to follow right up with another podcast about what my actual workout looks like. Okay. So I'll go lift like a maniac. And I walk in like a Neanderthal and I just grab the dumbbells and go crazy. Lift, 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 go nuts. All right. And then on fat loss days, I will go really low on the carbs. Really heavy on the greens. Like I'll have 5, 6, 7 avocados in a day. You must drink a gallon of water regardless on what day you're on. Up days or down days. Always, 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 always drink a gallon of water. Let me give an example. This is one of my fat loss days. Last Sunday morning before we went to church, I got up, had coffee, hung out with the family and stuff. So about 7:30, it was really nice. It was like 55 degrees at 8 in the morning in February in Cincinnati. That was crazy. Crazy warm weather. So I laced up the shoes, sneakers, and I went running. Now, I started out with a light jog, and I got this app on my phone called Map My Run. Map My Run. It's a free app. You can get it on your phone. It tracks how far you're running in miles, and it times your miles, how fast you're running. That's just one of the apps out there. That's the one I've been using for, God, I don't know, 6, 7 years. It's got a GPS system built in it, so it can track everything. So I got Map My Run, just wanted to see. I wasn't necessarily going for an 8-mile run, so I didn't need to time it, but I just wanted to see. I'm always curious how far I run because I wasn't worried about time because I started with a very light jog. And I did a light jog for about 5 or 6 minutes. I mean really light. And then I gradually picked it up and picked it up. And then at about the 8-minute mark, I took off like I was being chased by a grizzly bear as fast as I could possibly run for 15 seconds. All right, 15, I mean, you're releasing so many toxins when you're running outside and all of like your body just shifts and it is fat burning mode. And then I slow down And I'm huffing and puffing, man. I mean, if you seriously were to run as fast as humanly possible, as if you are being chased like a grizzly bear, it is wild, wild. Like, you're burning fat crazy. And then I slow down, and I jog a little bit faster than the original pace, but still keeping a little bit. Like, for me, that would be about a 6-mile-an-hour pace, maybe 5.5 mile an hour. Kind of light, but a little bit fast. Something I could keep up. And I do that for a minute. And then I take off. Again, 15 seconds. I mean huffing and puffing like I am chasing down a cheetah, okay? And I did that, and that went on for 25 minutes, 30 minutes. And I was done. I mean, I literally, and I'm not going to say this, I literally was dizzy. I felt nauseous. I felt almost like I was going to vomit. And some of you may be thinking, dude, relax. No, I don't want to relax. I'm not getting a Wolverine body by relaxing, all right? You want to go with the flow? You know who goes with the flow, right? Dead fish go with the flow. I don't want to be a dead fish. So that's what my cardio day looks like. Now, also, I do some tummy tightener programs that Thomas and I do. We'll show you all this coming up in the summertime. But the basic gist of it, all right? When I do cardio, you can do this on a treadmill. I wouldn't recommend speeding up and slowing down on a treadmill, though. There's just buttons you got to push, and you can go flying off the back of it. But you can do this on an elliptical machine. You can do this on a bike. If you live in a nice weather area, California, Texas, Florida, something like that, or some other part of the world where the weather's nice, just do it outside. That's the greatest part. And you're done in 30 minutes. And then there's more. You can do push-ups and jumping jacks and sit-ups and things like that. I stretch it out into an hour, and I do a lot of those things. But Sunday, I couldn't do anything. I was dead. 30 minutes, I was done. And I equate that to when I used to go running, like long distances, I would never burn this fat, ever burn this kind of fat when I was running 6-7 miles. So that's what a down day. So when I came home from that workout last Sunday morning, this was just 5 days ago, I drank a gallon of water in 20 minutes. I was that, like, dying for water. It wasn't even 9 a.m., and I'd already drank a gallon of water. Probably had 2 gallons that day. Now, yeah, when your body's not used to that, you're going to pee a lot. I mean, you're going to want to go to the bathroom all the time. But eventually that stops, you know, every couple hours. You know, every 20 minutes turns into every couple hours. Your body just adjusts to that, all right? But you must have that gallon of water every single day. Let me tell you something, okay? What I'm sharing with you right now will change your life. I have more energy. Like, I could feel at 8 o'clock at night. Now, I get up at 4:30 in the morning, okay, 5 o'clock in the morning. That's just the way my body rocks. But if you are that individual, think about this, all right? I go to bed at 9:30 maybe. Sometimes I go to bed at 8:30. Heck, I went to bed Tuesday night at 8, all right? Because I'm done. I don't need to do anything else. I don't need to watch TV or anything like that, or Netflix or anything like that. I want to get up the next day. I go to bed wanting to get up the next day. My life is kind of different than most people. Like, I'm like, every day is Christmas for me, man. Like, I can't wait to wake up because I got so much to wake up for. I feel amazing. And then I run to the scale. The first thing I do, right, I wake up, use the bathroom, and then I go to the scale. The first thing I do, I get on the scale. I'm in nothing but my boxers, and I want to see how much I weigh, all right? And whatever I weigh that day, when I started 6 weeks ago, it was 198. If I was below 198, then it was a muscle build day. If I was above 198, then it was a fat loss day, all right? And that determines what I do. Fat loss is low on the carbs, high on the protein, lots of water. Muscle build is eat everything to uncomfortable fullness and go lift a lot of weights. That's what I've been doing, all right? That's the up days, down days. And now my tipping point is 196. Yesterday, I weighed 195, so it was an up day. Today, I weighed 196. It's going to be a down day. 2 days ago, I weighed 194, which is an all-time low in this program, so it was a up day. So I'm going fat loss today because I'm at 196. I'll probably be down to 194, heck, maybe even 193. And then this is what I do, guys, and it's just I'm drinking the crap out of these smoothies. I mean, I've got this recipe. And look, let me tell you, okay, it doesn't taste as bad as you think. You put spinach in a blender, and you put almond milk in there with a lot of water, and you grind this puppy up. Get a Vitamix blender. It's $400 or $350, whatever it is. I just got a Costco membership for the first time. I'm the guy that's going to be buying 700 rolls of toilet paper with, you know, more avocados than you could fit in the rainforest, all right? But what would you spend on your health insurance? You know what I'm talking about? Like, when you get ill, how much is your medical care? I got a daughter in the NICU for 6 months. I know how much medical care is. I see these overweight, obese people walking around smoking and eat a Big Mac, and I'm paying for their insurance. And, yeah, it pisses me off that I got to do that. But I can't control that right now. You know what I can control? Control me. I can control my body, and I can control how I feel. This energy that's flowing through your headphones right now that you're listening to this podcast, that's because of how my body feels. That's what I'm telling you. You want this kind of energy, get on a kick like this. All right, so the next show, I'm going to follow right back up. I'm going to take you into the gym with me, and I'm going to teach you how I work out. Just to give you a general overview, I highly recommend you plug into this, man. It's going to be awesome. Sam Crowley, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.